The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So welcome back. We'll continue today, the third day of this exploration of the five precepts, commitments that allow us to find greater freedom in our daily activities, focusing on five realms or arenas in which we can avoid unskillful action, avoid harm, cultivate skillful responses. And today we'll focus on the third precept, the abstaining as a way to support practice from unskillful expression of sexual energy. It's the way I'm going to capture it for the moment before we meditate. And we'll talk a little bit after the sit about ways to think about the idea and definition of the third precept. So let's settle in for a sit. And because I think it's a useful support for exploring the third precept, the guided meditation will, at least it's the intention that the guided meditation will focus on balance. That at least is the intention going in. We'll see how that comes up. So taking our meditation posture, settling the body into posture that's comfortable and at ease, but also alert. Easeful, energetic posture for meeting our experience. Posture that balances alertness, energy, attentiveness, attunement with an attitude of being open to what comes up. We can bring the eyes down if that's comfortable, closing them all the way if that's supportive. And if and as we bring the eyes down or close them, we can lean into the rebalancing that happens naturally with that movement. Moving away from the visual realm to the inner life, the inner world. We can feel a similar rebalancing if we bring the attention in and down, inward into the body, downward from the mind into the body. And here too, can lean into that rebalancing. Even if it's early morning for us, walking around with our eyes open, we may find ourselves already just a little out of balance, and it's useful to notice the rebalancing that the meditation can provide. We can bring our attention to something in our experience in the meditation, the breathing, that has within it, for the vast majority of us in most cases, has within it a natural balance. When we connect our attention with the breathing, we're connecting with a phenomenon in our experience and our bodily functions that's naturally balanced. Can settle in with confidence, connecting with the breath and feeling the way that the breath knows what the appropriate, the wise, the skillful amount of oxygen needed is, and just how much waste gas to expel with each out breath. And today, as we engage in this exercise, this practice of bringing our attention repeatedly back to here and now, connecting over and over again with the breath, we can be aware of this rebalancing that happens without any effort. We nudge or gently pull attention back to the breathing when we find the mind caught up in thinking. We can do it without hurry, without judgment. And we can notice the rebalancing. The world of thought, so attractive with all its pleasures, with all its delights, and with all its anxious meanderings, we can notice is sometimes a place of unbalance. We find ourselves a little off balance. As we return to the breath, as we open back up to the breath, bringing the breath back to the center of our attention, we can notice this sense of coming back into balance. It's a balance that can have both thought and ease in it. It's a place where we can rest the mind by connecting it with the natural breathing balance. Each breath offers an opportunity for balance and rebalance. Just this breath. No need to be concerned about the previous breath. The breath itself is unconcerned with the next breath. Doesn't need to plan, doesn't need to fret. Whichever breath we find ourselves with when we return to the breathing, bring the breathing back to the center of attention. This is the right breath. This is the breath where balance is available. And it's okay to wobble. It's okay to get off balance. Much like riding a bike, pushing a scooter, or even walking. We rebalance, connect with the momentum of the breathing. And like those activities, maybe the rebalancing can also be pleasant. Part of the enjoyment that's available in the meditation, this lovely feeling of rebalancing again and again. This is an enjoyment. This is a pleasant. This is a pleasure, even, that the Buddha has encouraged us to cultivate, not to fear, but to lean into. This natural balancing available in the meditation is a safe place to enjoy ourselves. Enjoy. So as we bring this meditation period to a close, we can return to this exhortation to enjoy. This enjoyment, this pleasure that comes with the meditation, doesn't need to be feared. It doesn't depend on external conditions. It's free. And it allows us to develop a wholesome relationship with enjoyment. We can let it come and go. And because sometimes our enjoyment of things is sticky, we get entangled. We can, in dedicating merit today, make a practice of letting it go by wishing it to others. May all beings know some of this pleasure. May all beings know some of this enjoyment, this free contentment. May all beings know ease. May all beings be free from suffering.